Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, September 5th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Once again, today, it's our joy to share a message from God's Word with you. Today's message is titled, Ever Learning. The scripture text is from 2 Timothy 3, verse 7, and these are the words of the Apostle Paul to Timothy, and taken in a portion of scripture dealing with conditions in the last times.
Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
A vet has stated that dogs fall into two categories concerning their interface with skunks.
Those who learn the first time.
And those who never learn. It appears that Roxy, our dog, falls into the second category. Yesterday, I took her for a long morning walk across from her house on the tractor trail that runs beside the soybean field. As we walked along, I began to smell a faint but growing skunk scent. Before I knew it, Roxy was romping through the soybean fields and darted out, bringing with her that repulsive scent that comes from being near a skunk. We walked back home, and as I opened the dining room door, Roxy dodged in quickly to greet Brooksine. Before she could get a word out, I realized for certain that Roxy had been sprayed. She once again needed her special skunk scent abatement bath. For several hours following her bath, she demonstrated embarrassment, but appears to be over it now. But if the vet's theory is correct, we're probably going to have more of these episodes, as we do like to take Roxy out for walks in the country, and it's certainly her most enjoyable pastime. I've considered the vet's advice and how it bears a similarity in regard to people and how we learn. Indeed, some learn, some never learn, but most of us are learning, and as we do so, the main issue is our response to what we learn.
Today's biblical text is a tiny, easily overlooked gem in Paul's second letter to Timothy. Paul is writing of the conditions in the last days, which he describes as perilous. Among the conditions of people's hearts, he lists deception. And among the characteristics of deceivers and the deceived is that they are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Another version says it this way, always learning, but never able to acknowledge the truth. Could it be that the philosophy of their day was much like ours today? Make truth relative so that it conforms to our outlook and lifestyle, rather than accepting truth and conforming to its absolutes.
Well, we surely live in the most educated period in human history. Information abounds as well as the means to acquire it. The Amplified Bible translates this verse, quote, they are forever inquiring and getting information, but are never able to arrive at a recognition and knowledge of the truth, end quote. I believe the emphasis and capitalization of the truth is significant in this version. Paul is not merely speaking in a general sense as to what is true and what is not, but rather the supreme truth of God's revelation in Christ. So many, many, are indeed always learning and attaining knowledge without coming to the knowledge of this truth.
In the first two chapters of Romans, we have three responses to the truth: suppression, exchange, and disobedience. These are surely the responses that abound in our day as well.
On a positive note, I end with this thought. May it be said of us in regard to our response to the truth that we are learning and fully acknowledging the truth. If we are doing so, we will grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Let's pray together. Father, you grant us access to your presence through your Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. As we come into personal relationship with him, we begin to know the truth that sets us free from the deceit and lies of Satan. Help us to faithfully engraft your word into our hearts so that we will filter all that we see, hear, and read to find what you the source and very essence of truth, have to say to our hearts. Help us to conform to your will in all matters. Amen.
Amen. Well, once again, thank you for joining us today, and do pardon my apparently an allergic type condition I get this type of season. I've been working out in our barn this morning, our garage barn, and I've already breathed in a lot of dust apparently. Well, it's a joy to share God's Word with you, our perspective. We are, again, Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have several photos on the web today, including a link to a video of Roxy in the wheat field. We actually took this last spring, but she still does the same thing in the soybean fields, and that's what it looked like yesterday. Also, I have several suggested songs today that we believe reinforce the message, as well as a couple of other links regarding studying this matter further. Well, have a blessed day today, and continue to stay faithful to the Lord, and be encouraged.